We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, rolling into the bottom segment here of hour number two at 10:27. Let's get into a little NCAA hoops. Are one of the teams to beat residing in the Big 12, or does the league perhaps not elevate to that level? And if there is a team to beat in the Big 12, is it K-State, perhaps, instead of KU this year?
Say it again, instead of KU.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Is there nationally a team to beat from the Big 12, year in and year out?
Oh, that it's Kansas KU typically?
Kansas is generally that team to beat in the Big 12.
Gotcha. Is
there a team in the Big 12 amongst the national teams to beat when we stop to look at the big dance coming up? This year.
Kansas State's, I mean, obviously they're at the top, but I think they're right. The safest. I think they're as safe. Look, they're not going to get this sort of attention that we would see KU get typically, or if, say, Texas was really, and I know it's been a long time, but like think about like a Durant year or Oklahoma when they had Buddy Hield year kind of a thing. I think Kansas State is as built for the tournament as you could ever want any team to be built. So when you're not talking about Duke, they're right there in that next rung of teams that you'd like, I would think. Like, this is, we were just talking about this in the office the other day. This is a year where it's going to be really difficult to fill out your bracket and not put Duke in there. Like, to come up with a good reason not to take Duke. And I think at any point you do that, you're probably just like taking the contrarian play on it. I don't know who could you take right now in a bracket, unless you're just trying to swing for the fences, realistically, that's not named Duke.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, how much faith do you have in Tennessee at this point?
Not enough.
How much do you believe?
Not enough.
Not enough. I don't know if there is a team other than Duke that qualifies as that. Now, that's not to say that I think it's Duke and everybody else.
No.
But if you're asking me, who do you have the most confidence in? It's Duke, right?
Right. And college basketball is never that way. I think that there are opportunities for Kentucky to beat Duke, certainly, as they continue to develop, just like they do every year. Kentucky, this is the year they're a little bit sneaky because they're always better at tournament time because they always play so many young guys. Well, they're, by the way, 20-3, and we're not even there yet. So they could at any point get really good. I think Marquette's a team because they've got star power a little bit that draws people in. You never know about Nevada or Gonzaga because they just don't consistently play the opponents, and that's always makes it a little more difficult. But Gonzaga's there. And seriously, Bruce, I think Kansas State's in that mix of teams. Like, once you go past Duke, Kansas State and Tennessee play tomorrow on a neutral site. They play five times. 3-2? One way or the other?
Well, I would say that, but then when I look back at K-State, I look at Texas A&M. And
I know.
I mean, you know, there's just enough there, even though I'm with you. I'm bullish on K-State, and they have my faith. But to a degree, I mean, I can look back at Texas A&M. There's a couple of non-conference duds that they really had. And I'm always careful about teams that rip up their conference but haven't shown it in non-conference play, even though in college basketball, that's way back in November and December. So I don't know if I'm all in nationally with Kansas State.
I mean, they have losses at Marquette and at Tulsa too.
Right.
So the Tulsa one was
a head scratcher. Marquette, Howard, and those guys, I get that. I don't,
because Marquette was a true roadie, wasn't it?
Let me pull up
Milwaukee.
But
yeah,
I think
it was in Milwaukee. So yes.
Was it in? Well, that's a roadie. So I don't know. Tulsa and Texas A&M probably stick in your craw a little bit. What'd they score at Tulsa? 46 or something like that?
Yeah. Yep.
That bothers me a little bit.
It bothers me a lot. But yeah, Kansas State more than I like Texas Tech for a tournament chance, and I like them more than I like Kansas at a tournament chance, and I like them more than I like Iowa State in a tournament. So if those are the four teams right now in the top 25, if those are the Big 12 choices, Kansas State to me is on paper got the best chance to make the tournament run.
Right.
I don't know that I love any, but I don't love anybody outside of Duke. And that's what's weird about this. That's what's weird about this college basketball season. We could say, look, the same cast of teams are there that you know, Kentucky's there, Michigan's there, Michigan State's there, these teams, Villanova, you know, they're 19-5. It feels like they've had a terrible year and they're 19-5. So there are all kinds of teams that typically make runs. North Carolina's there. They're all there. It just is a weird year. I mean, Gonzaga has as good a team as they've ever had. They're 23-2.
Yeah.
And we don't even talk about number one. We don't even talk about Tennessee. And it's weird because for me, it's a different, you know, Tennessee was always a team I looked at like, yeah, they're never built for the tournament for whatever reason. Well, they're Rick Barnes now. They're totally different than they used to be. So I don't know what to expect out of Tennessee. I have no idea what to expect out of Tennessee. I mean, they may win a national championship. I would be surprised. Right. But I don't know enough, you know, about the Rick Barnes era to have any sort of history. And I know the players are always different, but there's a reason the same teams make runs, you know, consistently. And it's because of the style and the coaching and everything else. It'll be a fun tournament. I don't know, you know, it could go chalk, but there isn't really a chalk, I don't think. Like the difference between 2 and 20 isn't that high, and then 21 to probably 45 isn't that high.
Gonzaga, by the way, number one in the latest net rankings. Gonzaga.
Who did they beat early on that was really impressive? So they're non-con. They have wins over...
They lost to Duke, right?
No, they beat Duke.
They beat Duke?
Yeah, oh, they beat Duke by two.
Okay, that's right.
And they beat Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And they smoked Creighton at home. I don't know a ton about Creighton this year. That they lost to Tennessee, and they lost to North Carolina.
Tennessee is who they lost to. That's right.
Their non-con is a win over Duke, a three-point loss to Tennessee, and a 13-point win at North Carolina.
Mm.
And then they've gotten into their, you know, where they just crush everybody.
I wouldn't sleep on them.
No, God, no. And they've got this, you know, Hachimura or whatever, however you say his name, is a stud.
Tremendous player.
They've got the experience. They've been, you know, they're probably going into most people's Final Fours, rightfully so. But they're non-con. I mean, they've given us a taste. They beat the team everybody's going to pick. They barely lost to the number one, and they beat comfortably North Carolina in a road game.
Are you buying Houston as a top, let's say top 10 team? Net rankings have them at number 5.
I think so.
Are you buying or selling Houston?
I'm higher, and we get to see it, so it's easy to be a little bit biased on that, and I probably am, but I'm buying the top end of the American this year. I think Houston and Cincinnati are both legitimate. I think they both are tournament game-winning teams. Is Houston top 10? I mean, you have to put them there at 23-1. Mm-hmm. And they just, all they do is keep winning. So yeah, I'm buying it because now they've given us a history with last year to know that, you know, there's something there for them. So yes, I don't know how you can't buy it.
It's interesting. Texas Tech is the highest rated team right now. If you, and I, it, this is the net rankings.
Right.
Yep. That'll change. They're at number 10. KU is at number 18. Kansas State is at number 26. Baylor is at number 32. And Texas is at number 35. You've got five teams in the top 35 of the net rankings put out by the NCAA. Oklahoma,
and what's
by the
way, deal on that? They're not exclusively using net rankings, are they?
No, not exclusively. They're using a combination of metrics now. And I think Ken Palm's include, I think there are various metrics that they use. But the net ranking is one of them. Oklahoma, interestingly, is 42.
Yeah.
On that
very... there was a time where Oklahoma looked really good. Remember that game against Wichita State?
Yes. Absolutely. Creighton, by the way, we wondered about them. They're 59. Chris Jans's team at New Mexico State is 60.
He's...
How about that?
He's... Dude can coach.
I mean, guy's just done a hell of a job there. I mean, they've really done a great job. And New Mexico State, and that league is actually better than it has been. New Mexico State is at a high level. Grand Canyon is a top 100 team. That league is a little bit better. Dan Marley coaches that team at Grand Canyon. So anyway, interesting. As we roll it out, you're by the way, Wichita State, in case you're wondering, 115.
But the scenarios that we presented include some meaningful wins, and they would certainly go higher than that. But
would you pick Wichita State over Texas State right now,
yes,
or Bowling Green or Montana?
Yes.
How about College of Charleston or UC Irvine?
And I'd take them over SMU, who's higher than them, right?
Mm-hmm. All of those teams are ahead of them. Ball State.
It's when you start getting into probably the 90s that you're like, okay, now we have to pause for a moment. But
here are the 90s.
You know, USC.
Utah at 99, Northeastern at 98, South Carolina at 97. This is descending. San Diego, USC, Illinois, DePaul, South Dakota State, Penn, and Oregon State. I think Wichita State can swim in that pool right there.
Oh, for sure. I think that's a pretty comfortable spot. And look, mm-hmm. Oklahoma State is 84. They're 9-15.
Yes.
Wichita State could beat Oklahoma State. Like, there are teams up there that you look at. They already beat Tulsa. Feel good, Shocker fans, because, you know, just sit back and let it happen, and there's a chance that it doesn't go well because the team's young, and then you can, and then we can fret about it later. But I'm just happy that everybody has a really good chance to be excited about it right now.
No question about it. No question. And so it goes. And I agree with your statement of earlier as we started this segment off. Filling out your brackets this year, crapshoot. If it's usually a crapshoot, then go to the next level.
Well, everyone's going to pencil in Duke, and then who knows?
After that, though, what are the guarantees for a Final Four?
Nothing.
I think everybody would probably say Duke's the one.
Yeah.
But after that, good luck. There'll be plenty of doubters on Tennessee. Gonzaga might have a few. But that's for a lack of anyone else that's dominating or good enough to just pencil in there.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. I like it when the tournament's going to be more like this than when you have a few heavyweights at the top that are clearly seem to be better than everyone else.
I agree with that. And the thing with Duke is, even though they're a clear favorite, they're young. So they're different than last year's young Duke team. They're much better, I think, defensively. But they're young, so anything can happen in any given game. The thing about young teams is a great game plan, a thoughtful game plan, perfectly executed, could throw them for a total loop, and they could lose a game. That's well with it. I mean, they're a clear one, but they're not, you know, the maybe the Derrick Rose year where you just were like, there's no chance they don't make it to that championship game.
Agreed. Absolutely. I mean, Duke's lost.
They've lost games. Sure.
So, I mean, they've been beaten and can be beaten. They've, what, lost a couple of games. So, there you go. All right. We'll take a break. Come back. When we do, we'll go grab bag for the last segment of the show. Want to get Jacob's take on little high school hoops in the area. Mays apparently appears to be the team to beat at the high level. Get a little update on that as we get ready to head towards the postseason. Very exciting time of the year. We're back in just a minute. Sports Daily on the Sports Station KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.